A $70 billion software IPO doesn't happen by accident. When Frank Slootman took the helm at Snowflake in 2019, the company was already growing impressively. Yet within 18 months, he orchestrated what became the largest software IPO in history. This wasn't beginner's luck. Slootman had already transformed DataDomain and ServiceNow into industry powerhouses, creating hundreds of billions in market value. Warren Buffett keeps his book on his desk. Tech titans like Mark Benioff and Satya Nadella study his methods. What makes this approach so powerful? It doesn't require expensive restructuring or mass firings. Instead, it focuses on raising standards, increasing pace, sharpening focus, and aligning people to create remarkable results with existing resources. Think of it as turning up the intensity dial on everything that already exists. Why do some people leap out of bed energized while others drag themselves through the day? The difference is mission. A clear, compelling purpose creates visceral energy at day's start and satisfaction at day's end. Consider Snowflake's mission, building the world's greatest data platform in computing history. DataDomain aimed to replace tape backup with disk-based systems. Tape sucks. ServiceNow set out to become the global standard for IT service management. These weren't modest goals. They were wildly ambitious visions that succeeded because they were challenging yet possible. The more defined and intense a mission, the easier it becomes to focus and avoid distractions. Military history demonstrates this brilliantly. WW2 had the clear mission of stopping fascist dictators. Ambiguous missions in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan led to tragedy and confusion. A company's true purpose must transcend financial metrics. Quarterly targets matter, but they're milestones toward the real mission of improving customers' lives. DataDomain freed IT departments from tape backup. ServiceNow created approachable IT management. Snowflake transformed data processing with cloud technology, running orders of magnitude faster. True mission-driven leadership means delivering on promises and grinding toward the mission day after day. Business is warfare. You're either defending territory or invading someone else's. Competitors won't fight fair. They'll bundle products for free, file lawsuits, or buy out technical debt. True victory means breaking your enemy's will to fight, evidenced when their best talent defects to you. At DataDomain, EMC bundled offerings for free. Slootman countered, "Free isn't free when products don't work." ServiceNow faced IP lawsuits from BMC, who could not compete on product. At Snowflake, cloud vendors subsidized migrations and bundled services to avoid merit-based competition. Equally dangerous is incrementalism, cautious improvements that feel safe but carry hidden risk. Large enterprises punish risk-taking while rewarding stagnation, explaining why few Fortune 500 companies from 50 years ago survive. Think about your desired future state and work backward. Slootman's companies won through radical departures. DataDomain replaced virtual tape libraries with network replication. ServiceNow transformed rigid IT systems into user-friendly platforms modifiable by modestly skilled staff. Snowflake reimagined data management for cloud, delivering orders of magnitude better performance. Attack markets with weak, unpopular incumbents. Customers need massive differentiation to switch from established products. Despite abundant strategy literature, few resources address execution, a critical gap since no strategy survives poor implementation. Most prefer discussing strategy as intellectually stimulating, while dismissing execution as mundane. This is backward. You can't master strategy without knowing how to execute. Silicon Valley excels at launching products with small teams, but struggles scaling disciplined organizations. Sales has systematic training, yet no equivalent path prepares leaders for general management. Today's CEOs reach senior positions in their early 30s, often without observing excellent execution. Organizations cannot scale around inexperienced management. At DataDomain, ServiceNow, and Snowflake, solving execution problems consistently required bringing in experienced leadership. The common mistake? Expecting innovators to provide discipline, qualities that rarely coexist. When startups struggle, the VP of sales gets blamed, but the real culprit is usually an inadequate product market fit. Strong products generate momentum even with mediocre sales. Great salespeople can't compensate for product problems. Without strong execution, you can't determine if your strategy is failing. Eliminate execution as a variable first, then evaluate strategy. Great execution makes moderate strategies successful. Poor execution dooms brilliant ones. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers derive satisfaction from making things happen, not blending in. They feel strong ownership, demand high standards, and exude energy, urgency, and ambition. Finding, recruiting, and retaining these drivers should be a top priority. Most people fall somewhere in the middle. Employees should ask themselves if their absence would hurt results. Passengers have two options: stick around without changing, risking being first cut during layoffs, or start emulating drivers. When joining troubled companies, prioritize sorting valuable people from deadweight. Make decisions with limited information and act quickly to remove the wrong people. Coaching rarely works as hoped. Moving fast shows you're serious about high standards, energizing good employees while prompting those unwilling to meet standards to leave. Finding the right people is harder than removing the wrong ones. Rather than scrambling when positions open, maintain prioritized candidate lists for each critical role. Track strong candidates over time and build relationships even without immediate openings. In high-growth companies, staff ahead of need. Conduct calibration sessions where managers present evaluations of direct reports for peer feedback, creating clarity and prompting action on talent gaps. Companies often excel within silos but struggle cross-functionally. The Go Direct philosophy encourages reaching out to colleagues who can solve problems, regardless of hierarchy. Leaders must promptly acknowledge all communications, even from junior staff, and consistently reinforce horizontal communication patterns. Trust is foundational to team effectiveness. In high-trust environments, people focus on organizational priorities rather than checking up on colleagues or fearing sabotage. Leaders earn trust by aligning words with actions, especially regarding staff treatment. Honest self-awareness about shortcomings builds trust more effectively than denial. High-trust cultures correlate with high performance because people can challenge each other constructively without defensiveness. Leaders must model this by publicly acknowledging mistakes. By openly declaring missteps, whether struggles with contract manufacturing at Data Domain or cloud infrastructure leadership at ServiceNow, leaders create psychological safety for others to admit theirs, accelerating problem solving and improvement across the organization. The Amp It Up philosophy isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter, with greater intensity and focus. It means raising standards, aligning people around clear goals, sharpening focus through ruthless prioritization, and picking up the pace by compressing cycle times and challenging delays. Slootman's success across three companies proves these principles transform organizations without expensive restructuring or wholesale talent replacement. By raising expectations, increasing urgency, and elevating intensity, leaders at any level can dramatically improve performance. Don't copy other leaders or ask, "What would Frank do?" Leverage your unique experiences to become a more effective version of yourself. Finding your own path unlocks your personal power. Great leaders produce great outcomes. No excuses matter if your business falls short. The power to amp it up lies within reach of every leader willing to embrace these principles. Your move.